I want to look at this section this evening and consider the fate of Christ rejectors. The scene in this chapter is the final moments of this age as the Lord himself comes to judge the earth and to stand in power and triumph. In a spiritual sense, you can look on the forehead, look upon the mind, look upon the thinking, the will, and you will see the marks of those who have rejected Christ. Those who have set aside the revelation of this book don't want the Savior. In the verse 9 we read, the third angel followed, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark, then the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. But even surrounded by all the evidences of the fact that this world is headed toward an encounter with an angry God, there are men and women who still need more. But God is faithful and right at the end. There's the proclamation of warning. The forces of Antichrist and reject the Savior. These warnings are part of the everlasting gospel. You have a reference to that in the verse 6. One of the angels, one of the messengers that John sees in this section of his vision, these were messengers from God acting as the heralds of Christ, who is on his way at this point. He's coming. Heavenly messengers preceding him with words of warning in the very dying moments of time.
And they sing.